Dean Vickerman's been good enough to join me. Melbourne United coach. A couple of big signings for Melbourne United. They've lost a couple of big names as well, but still a pretty good-looking roster they're assembling, and their coach has been good enough to give us a couple of minutes of his time. Welcome to you, Dean. Great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Is this the toughest month of your coaching year when you've got to assemble a roster and you see guys depart? Matthew Dellavedova, the latest of them, who you thought you were going to have, but you won't have, or you might have late, you hopefully don't have, because he ends up having a great NBA year ahead of him?
Well, I hope too many people won't listen to Corey Williams, but who certainly told us it was the toughest month ever of the club. We're excited, you know, about, you know, the development that we've had, you know, to see two guys from our roster make the NBA, to see Joel Kool, you know, pick up a fantastic contract in China, and you know, we just think it's a credit to everybody at our club that we've helped these guys get to where they want to go. Replacing them obviously is a challenge, and so, you know, we've gone with kind of one import over the last couple of years, and now we'll be back to a model where we use all our import spots to certainly try and cover you know, the guys that have progressed.
So Joe, I mean, money's a big issue, obviously, Dean, and the opportunity in Europe as well. I think Josh Adams has ended up going to Europe as well. He might have been an option for you. So how do you go the NBL in comparison to some leagues who are trying to grab the same players you're trying to grab?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, at the highest level, you know, we're super competitive with some of these leagues. You know, China is certainly an outlier in what they're willing to play. You know, and Japan's become a quite a threat as well. But yeah, I think comparative to Europe, they certainly players see our league as now getting back to closer to 6 or 7 months. You know, they really enjoy the prospect of playing here for that period of time, and then the opportunities that able to present, whether they go back to the G League or play in Europe after that time as well.
So you've got a pretty good core still staying though. Shea Ely stays, Chris Golding stays. I think Brad Newley's and Ariel Hukporti also staying. Mason Peatling and Isaac Humphries have been added. So am I right with all those names?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, you know, we're really excited about, you know, McQuatch, who's playing up in Darwin right now. You know, had a fantastic time at New Mexico, and then played a year in Europe and putting up great numbers. So, you know, looking forward to seeing him. And then we go ahead and, you know, announced Rajon Tucker today as one of our import signings. And we were excited to see him in Vegas. And obviously has played some NBA and was fantastic in the G League, and excited about the body and the athlete and the shooter that we get in him.
So what do you need? So an athlete, someone who's prepared to come to Australia that's played in the NBA, that gives it everything they've possibly had, still here, not come here for a holiday, which is something that probably happened 4 or 5 years ago but doesn't happen as often anymore. A leader, what are you after from Rajon?
Yeah, you know, we believe, you know, at 24 and, you know, with a few years of pro experience that, you know, we can just let him not take on too much of the leadership. You know, that's, we just want him to come and play and just be highly elite. And we believe he's a great opportunity to play well and to go back to the NBA. Certainly in the other two positions that we've got, as a, you know, point guard along with Shea Ely, and as a power forward in the Jack White role, that both of those two areas we think we'd like to get a little bit older and a little bit more leadership from those two areas.
Must be with great pride that you see Jack White head to the NBA and fulfill a dream that you've helped him sort of get a platform to relaunch himself from.
Yeah, great story. ACL, comes back from it, you know, makes the Boomers, plays well, goes to Summer League, plays well, and gets the opportunity to go to the NBA. And you know, the guys were speaking into him the other day, and even though he's on a two-way right now, there's prospects ahead of him with a couple of available roster spots there that he can still fight to get something even better. So, yeah, really proud of him.
And the new final series has been confirmed, so there's a play-in game. We'll still get our way to, well, six teams involved initially, but we'll still get our way to a four, which will involve two semi-finals that are best of three, and then a grand final that's the best of five. Do you like the extra play-in idea?
Yeah, I think any league that, you know, creates excitement in how the final system works and has more, you know, do or die kind of games is always good. And, you know, you look at our league last year and just the fight to make the finals, and you say there's a couple of teams that missed out that were absolutely worthy of being playoff teams. Yeah, and it's still the same if you finish third or fourth. If you lose two games in a row there, you get knocked out. And there's become a possible Cinderella stories of someone coming through. So, yeah, I like it. You know, obviously, if you finish one or two, you put yourself in a great position and get rewarded for that. And that's what we're all shooting for.
So it was a three-time NBL championship winning coach, Dean. How much do you rack your brain as to what went wrong last year, and how much do you say to yourself, I just got to move on and let it go?
Yeah, you know, no one's ever won a back-to-back championships in Melbourne, and it was certainly the goal and the aim of us to try and do that, and it hasn't been done before, and I'd love to try and achieve that somewhere in my career. To finish after winning a championship, the minor premiers, win a home game, and then we lost two, you know, but we had our best player out for that game as well. You know, Chris has been amazing all year, and we just struggled to put the ball in the hole. So, yeah, I don't delve into that one too deep. We lost a game at home that I think we were still capable of winning, but it didn't happen for us. We move on, and we take out of the year what was great, and being minor premiers was a good achievement for us.
And who else is on your radar to pick up in the next week?
Yeah, you know, I think we'll hopefully have some announcements by the end of the week. But, you know, as I said, the positions that we're looking for is, you know, we love to see Shaili give us, you know, a little bit more in the absence of Dally. And so we really need to support that guard role. And we need to select someone who can do some similar things to Jack White at the power forward spot, and even, you know, potentially, you know, play a little bit of small ball five as well. So I think we're well down the track in signing those two positions, and we hope that United fans are excited when they're released.
Plenty of text saying Javon Delorier, who's a NBA G League player, only 24 years of age, is on your radar as well. Is that true?
No, he's a bit young for us, I think.
Is he? What do you mean by that?
Well, it's not someone that I think that we're well down the track with. So,
okay.
Yeah, people are going to speculate. There's always going to be rumours about who people are signing.
Good to hear it from the horse's mouth that he's not on your radar. That's what the text machine's been firing, and I just fired it at you and you fired it back. So I appreciate it, Dean. Great to have you on. We'll talk soon.
All right. See you, mate.
Dean Vickerman joining us, Melbourne United coach.